Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I got a new friend to you. He's one of my friends. He and I've gotten to know each other lately, but he's your new friend and our soon to be our old friend here on the web on the radio show because he's got a lot to teach us. Randy Almond is Vice President of Marketing at a company called Yola, yola.com. You're going to hear a little bit later on about what they do, primarily helping people like you and me put our best foot forward online. And so he's here to talk to us about something very important: our web presences and in our small businesses. Randy Almond, welcome to the show.
Hey, great. Thanks to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. It's good after all the work we and I have been doing together to have you here in my environment with all my peeps. And we're at your knee now, Randy, looking forward to all the things you're going to teach us. Here's a statistic I'm going to throw out for you to get our conversation started. I heard this earlier this year. I wish I could remember where I heard it, but I do remember that it was I believe that it was a reputable statistic. 50% of small businesses still don't have a website. Randy, that's preposterous. When I know what I know about local search, and when I see how people are finding local resources, local businesses, the technology that's available to help them find those people, not only find where they are, but their phone numbers, even directions to their location. When I see all of that, and I realize that the dry cleaner or the shoe shop or the restaurant doesn't have a website, let alone the bigger guys, the bigger companies, it blows my mind.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Can you explain it?
Well, it's interesting. Well, actually, about that survey that you were talking about, some of the stats, because that's a Nielsen survey that they did late last year.
Okay.
And it's 40, only 44% of businesses have websites, so 56% don't. And the stat that pairs with that really blows me away and just drives the need for a business to have a great-looking website, is that in that same survey, they asked those businesses, well, how do you find services when you're looking for things? And 82% said, well, I go to Google and I look for them. And that's for local services that businesses need. And for consumers, the stats are pretty much exactly the same. So,
you know, Randy, I have a new phone. And on that phone, it's one of the new touch phones. I've used BlackBerries for years, but I've got a new one now. I can push one button, actually maybe two buttons, and I can speak into this phone, pizza in Scottsdale. And it'll bring up the pizza parlors in Scottsdale.
Nice.
And guess what? All I want is a phone number. All I want is to see the address so that I know which one's nearby. I want a phone number so I can click on that phone number and call them and order a meat lover's pizza, a large meat lover's pizza, to be delivered in 30 minutes. I don't really need to go to their website. But if that pizza company doesn't have a website, Google won't find it.
Right.
And I won't do business with them. Now, what's wrong with... I mean, what part of that do you not understand, pizza parlors?
It is. It's about having a presence. I mean, a website can be used for many things. And, you have, at the really complex ones, you have folks who are selling a ton of stuff. But that's...
Yep.
That's complex. It can take a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. For a lot of small businesses, especially local ones, it's really about being present. A website and Google, it's the new version of the Yellow Pages. And if you're not there, customers aren't going to find you when they're looking.
Well, that's exactly right. And here's another thing that I'm trying to drill into my audiences, into small business owners' heads. Just about the time you get a website now, and you're worried about what's going to be on it, Well, guess what? Your website is no longer a destination as much as it is a distribution center, because with all the social media that's going on right now, that's going to continue to go on, the building online customer communities, Randy. Mm-hmm. People are going to want you to distribute things from your website out to them, follow them home.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, a website really becomes the hub of all of your social networking type activities.
Yep.
So you need a place where you can bring those all together, and that's your website. That's where it starts. That's where it ends.
Including a manufacturer that does $100 million in sales a year, a small business, or a shoe shop on Main Street that does $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, folks. You all need customers, and this is where you find them, online. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Randy Allman is with Yola, Yola.com. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. The lead singer and guitar player for Fleetwood Mac. It's one man, one voice, one guitar. It's an incredible performance. You ever get to see him make that performance? As I did in person in Las Vegas a few months ago. It's outstanding. That's one of the best guitar performances I've ever seen. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your DJ and the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And as you know, hopefully you can tell, we try to have fun there, just like we do on the show. And if you got 5 seconds or 15 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that you can read or listen to there on our website. And lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And next week is our 10th anniversary of not having missed a single edition every week in 10 years. So we're looking forward to celebrating that. Randy Allman is with us, folks. By the way, I forgot to tell you that if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Randy Allman is our guest and our friend, our new friend to you. One of my friends, because he and I have been working on some stuff, which we'll tell you about in just a little bit. He's Vice President of Marketing at Yola, Yola.com. These are the guys who help people like you and me put our best foot forward online with outstanding websites. And Randy, tell us a little bit about Yola.
As you said, Jim, Yola is a great way to help small businesses get their online presence going. We're a do-it-yourself tool that helps you build your website from scratch. And what makes us different from maybe some of the things you might have seen before is that you don't need any technical skills at all to do this. So you don't need to know HTML.
So even if you're only allowed to have round scissors, you can
even
do this.
Yeah, even round scissors, exactly.
Even the big crayons, the flat with the flat sides, flat on one side. Even folks who ride in the big lines.
You got it.
Even those people can do it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically, if you can do word processing, so if you can use Microsoft Word. Then you can have your own website.
Right. If you know what a mouse is, even if you don't know how to use it, if you just know what a mouse is, you're okay.
Well, I might be stretching it. It's drag and drop. You need your mouse to do something.
Oh yeah, you would have to move it around a little bit. But I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit more about that in a little bit, because he's got a special offer, folks. You don't want to miss this. We're going to talk in a minute. We're going to talk about a program that a special offer. I think you're going to want to know about. Randy, let's talk some more about websites. In my opinion, if you want to be successful in the future, regardless of what you do, regardless of how teeny tiny your business may be or how big it is, if you're not only represented online, but actually communicating with people using the website as you call it the hub, I call it the distribution center. If you're not using it as sort of the nexus of the relationship between you and your customers, you're going to not be as successful as you could have been, because that's what your competitors are going to be doing, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So one of the things, though, we've got this statistic, 55% or 56% of small businesses still don't have websites. Do you think it's because they think it's complicated? Do you think it's because they don't know what the process is, and they just haven't found somebody to lead them through it, or do you think they think it's too expensive? What do you think the answer is?
I think there's a couple different answers to that. So I'd say for those folks who are not online now, it's it really comes down to complexity, cost, and that's, you know, it's cost, benefit, time, and money. They're busy small businesses. They say, well, I'm kind of doing fine right now. Do I really need a website? And I don't have time to deal with it. It's going to cost me money. It's going to take me time that I could be spending on other things. And I think they just never get around to it.
Right.
And so, and then the other side, we actually see...
So they never... What you're saying is... And I think you're right. So what they're... So here's the thing, Randy. What they're actually saying to themselves is, I don't want to get around to being successful, getting more customers, and growing in a direction where my future customers are going to be. Basically, that's what they're saying to themselves, right? Isn't that a professional death wish? Isn't that what we just said?
Yeah, it would seem like it.
Yeah. Folks, if you're saying that to you, if that's what you're saying, if you're saying, I can't get around to it, I don't think this internet thing's ever going to last, if there's still somebody out there like that, well, I call people like that a Tyrannosaurus Rex. They're dinosaurs. They just don't know they're extinct, because they're going to be. And that's part of the tough love that I do here on the show, Randy, because this is important. Folks, if you have a phone in your business, that's no longer the minimum that you got to have. You got to have a web presence, because and you know, Randy, I mentioned earlier, I've got this new phone, this new touchscreen with all this, all the cool things on it. If you ever have one of those, you'll start seeing how people are going to be living and behaving in the future around them. I mean, there's so much power in these little handhelds these days, isn't it? With all of the applications and my new touchscreen and so many people have had these for a long time, Randy. I can pull up a beautiful HTML website on that cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard what Google said? Google, I think Eric Schmidt said he believed that his company would be more successful with mobile, with wireless in the future than they've ever been in the past.
Yeah. Yep. And they're doing their big launch of Droid right now, which I'm sure everybody's hearing about. I know we are here.
Exactly. So folks, you've got to be part of that with the website. Randy, you guys have really made a commitment to helping small businesses. You've got a new resource center that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, definitely. So this is our Small Business Resource Center, and it's at businesscenter.yola.com. You want to go check it out. And what this is we're really trying to pull together in one place kind of everything you need to help figure out how you're going to make the most of your website for your small business.
Lots of stuff there. You might even find somebody you recognize there when you go there. Businesscenter.yola.com, is that right?
That's correct.
Quick break, Tintel. More about this and other online issues with our good friend Randy Almond. He's with Yola, Yola.com. Stay with us.
I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Randy Almond is with us, folks. He is the Vice President of Marketing at Yola, yola.com. And their new suite on their website is all about you, small business owners. Businesscenter.yola.com. Is that right, Randy?
Yep, that's correct.
Go there and see if you recognize anybody there. You might even find somebody you recognize, helping out. One of the things that we do here, Randy, as you know, is we try to go wherever small business owners might be. And so, folks, I've agreed to allow Yola to feature some of my stuff on their website, on their business center, because I like what these guys are doing. I like the way they're trying to help small businesses. And so, Randy, I'm enjoying our relationship together.
Well, I am as well, because what I know you're really helping us bring to the table is the rest of the picture around small businesses, what they need, so that folks who are coming to Yola looking for help, they can find all the help they need about the website, but then they can get everything else that they're looking for to help themselves out from all the information that you're bringing to the table.
There's something else that you're doing, and this is an offer I want you to tell the audience about that they can take advantage of. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a really exciting offer. So we've got it's our Small Business Recovery Plan, and you can find more about it on our businesscenter.yola.com. And what it is we're basically trying to help small businesses as we're coming out of this recession and you know, supposedly going into recovery right now to help prepare for the upswing. We are running a sweepstakes that runs through this next Thursday, the 19th of November, where you can win a bunch of stuff that's going to help you get a great-looking website up and running quickly.
Well, and that's, and of course, that's what you guys do every day in your business.
Yep.
But this, why, how is this sweepstakes more than that?
So what this is so it's basically giving away some of the stuff that we charge for.
Ah.
So that you don't have to pull out your credit card to get
right.
some of the real goodies.
So if there's somebody out there who's trying to start a small business and they're having a difficult time and they don't have a website because they can't afford it, this might be a way to get a really good one for free.
Absolutely.
All right.
In fact, the grand prize here is we're giving away three custom websites built on Yola. So that's,
wow.
You'll get a professional designer who will help you build a website on our platform.
That could be worth thousands. So, and they can find that at Yola.com and then click around until they get to the Business Center or go to businesscenter.yola.com.
Yep, that's right. The best place is probably go to businesscenter.yola.com and then you'll see some information there about the recovery plan, and then you just have to fill in a little bit of information.
Yeah.
And then your name's in the hat, and then we'll.
I like telling my audience about the opportunity to get free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff.
We like free around here. okay, Randy, you got to teach us some more. We got a couple of minutes left. What are some other things that we need to know about our online presence?
Well, I'd say one of the key things is to get up and get it running. And so this gets we were talking about earlier about thinking about it as complex. Is that I'd say if you don't have a website, you want to just get something out there that, you know, think about it as an online brochure. Just start small, and then you can build out from there.
An online brochure that the local search feature will find you on.
Exactly.
Even if it's just nothing but just a one-pager, at least it'd be something that gets indexed on the search engines. So when somebody says into their Google Droid, pizza in Scottsdale, you'll be one of the ones that comes up.
That's right. You know, it's nothing more than you're doing right now, and you're in probably some offline advertising. It's just bringing it online where there's a much bigger audience, and honestly, it costs you, you know, next to nothing to get
right.
it up there,
right.
And the distribution's massive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we got about a couple of minutes left. What are some other things we need to do?
So I would say, so once you get something up, it's then you want to build out from there. And, you know, we've got a bunch of information on the Small Business Resource Center. There's kind of these different phases you can go through that go into a lot of
detail. Do you walk us through how to get the URL registered and how to pick a name and all that kind of stuff?
Yep.
How to pick a URL, how to find out whether somebody's it's already taken, all that stuff that I think maybe people don't understand. Okay, I know how to get a phone call, get a phone plugged into my house, but I don't know how to get a website plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys walk people through all that, right?
We walk you through all of that.
And that's an important service. All right, go ahead. What else?
Yep. And I would say, you know, as we're talking about URLs, that's an interesting one because, you know, if you go out there and say, well, I want ItalianPizza.com, that one's probably not going to be there.
Right.
We've got some info there that helps you figure out, okay, well, if you're in Scottsdale, well, maybe Italian Pizza Scottsdale,
right.
That might be available. And you can get that for, you know, $20, and
mm-hmm.
then people are going to easily find you and make it easy to remember as well.
Right.
So that's the key thing with that name. You want to have it as short as you can, and you want it to be memorable so people can come back and find you easily.
Don't forget the sweepstakes. It's right there at Yola.com, or you can also go directly to businesscenter.yola.com. Randy, will you come back another day and talk to us about SEO, search engine optimization?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a complex topic, but
we need that because that's the next. I think that's the next step for us. So let's get you back real soon and talk to us about how to do that.
Sounds great.
Hey, Randy, thanks for being here. Thanks for that special offer.
Great, thanks.
We'll
Jim.
See you next time, Randy Allman, ladies and gentlemen, with Yola.com. Check them out. They're good folks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.